This is WSKG News. Debate over a swimming ban at natural areas in Ithaca continues. The Common Council recently put on hold a proposal to change the language of the ban. Instead, the council will focus on safety education. But that's not easy. WSKG's Gabe Altieri reports.
Educating people about the dangers of swimming at gorges around Ithaca is a constant struggle for Todd Bittner. He looks after the natural areas near Cornell University and has spent the better part of the last decade focused on encouraging safety at these areas. Areas like Fall Creek Gorge. It's the spot where several swimmers have died over the years. Memorials etched in stone are a reminder to visitors about what happened at the site. Bittner says people think the water is safe from the outside, but that can be deceptive.
Very strong undertows that can suck a swimmer down, even if they're really capable, strong. The water conditions change constantly. Hidden obstacles under the water that you can't see, trees, shopping carts, bicycles.
Bittner helped start the Gorge Safety Education Program, which is named for Nathaniel Rand. The Cornell undergrad died after getting sucked under the water in 2011. The program invites students to become gorge stewards. Students like Tom Hilchey.
I think it's encouraged to dip your feet in the water and have a soak now and then.
He's an Ithaca native and goes to Cornell. His job is to educate people on how the rules should be interpreted. Stewards like Hilchey patrol the gorge trails, but their power is limited.
The enforcement is really not my job. I'm the informer. And then if it gets to the point where there is enough pushback, I will have to call the police.
Hilchey says that's a call he's never had to make. He and other stewards have been keeping track of violations, the ones they see anyway. Bittner says fewer people are breaking the rules. Still, he thinks more education can be done to avoid more deaths.
Trying to have people recognize those costs and trying to promote those areas that are safe and able to be enjoyed and used responsibly.
Bittner adds there are designated areas where swimming is okay, but those are in state parks and not controlled by the city or the university. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.